Lord, we extend our hands towards you and we acknowledge you. We say thank you, Lord, for all the good that's been in our lives. We thank you for our salvation. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. We thank you for the wonderful name of Jesus, the name that's all-powerful. We thank you for the wonderful Holy Spirit whom you put into our hearts, who lives in us, who leads and guides and feeds us the Word of God. We thank you, Lord God, for your angels that are around us, watching over us, taking care of every need and bringing into things the will of God and the purposes of God. We want to thank you for the mighty Word of God that does so much for us. It will make us grow and make us stand, make us be strong. So we want to acknowledge you, Lord, that you are God Almighty. You're the God of the impossibility. You can do all things, and we believe in that. We say, God can do all things through me. We give you praise tonight. We worship you. We thank you, Lord God. You are our righteousness. You are, Father God, our healer. You're the giver of all things. You supply all our needs. We thank you, Lord God. We give you praise, Lord God. You're all-knowing. You're everywhere. You're Jehovah Shammah, the ever-present God, the very present God who's always here, always ready to help us. Thank you. We acknowledge that. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for our righteousness, a force in this world, that we can rule and reign over every circumstance. We can rule over our bodies and mind and have it come in line with your word. We give you praise for that ability to do that, Lord, to bring circumstances that come in against us from the enemy. We call those things to come in line in the name of Jesus. Our bodies and minds to come in line. We give you praise. We honor you, Lord God. Oh, you're so wonderful, Lord God. We praise you. We thank you, Lord God. We know that you are God Almighty. Hallelujah. You're living us. You're here. We acknowledge your wonderful presence. We thank you for miracles and signs and wonders and gifts of the Holy Ghost. In manifestation, we thank you for what is about to happen, what shall be, according to your mighty word. We give you praise for the prophecies that went on before us. We thank you. We anticipate them to come in manifestation in our time, in this place. Right now, we give you praise. In Jesus' name, everyone said amen and amen. Praise God. Amen. Okay? We thank God for his goodness. Hallelujah. Let's go to our Bibles. We want to talk about prayer, praise, and thanksgiving. We want to emphasize a little bit about thanksgiving. Praise. And so our topic is, I guess it's on mostly on prayer tonight, but understanding, we have to understand the benefits of what praise will do in our lives, what thanksgiving will do in our lives, what worship will do in our lives. So let's go to a couple of scriptures in the New Testament. We'll go to the Old Testament as well. 1 Thessalonians 5:18, the King James Version says, "In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." The Bible says in anything that's going on in your life, no matter how bad it is, we give God praise, not for the problem, but for that we will have victory over situations. It's not going to always be a bad season. It's going to be a short time of conflict or trial. So in everything, give thanks. So that's God's will for you right now, is to thank God. Everybody say, thank God. Thank God. I want to thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. So we need to give God thanks tonight. So Hebrews chapter 13, but also notice it says, in everything, give thanks. It's God's will for us. Hebrews 13, 15, King James Version says, "By him, therefore," that is Jesus, "let us," that's you and me and everybody else here, "offer the sacrifice of praise." Praising is not always easy to do. It's not an easy thing to do. It's not natural. It's not normal to you for you to praise God when you're having a hard time. When you lost someone who's died, you lost all your money, whatever happened in your life, you're sick. It's not an easy thing to give praise God, to bless God during that time, in that season. But the Bible says it's God's will for you to praise him, not for the problem, not because you're suffering, but because God is worthy to be praised. We're going to see that, but also the fact that you're going to be in faith. We're going to see why that's going to happen. So let's offer the sacrifice of praise. Everybody say the sacrifice of praise. Sacrifice of praise. So that means it's not always easy to praise God. It's not always easy to, normally speaking, it's not always, it's not a, you know, the thing that we want to do always, to praise God, to be thankful. Get up in the morning, oh, I want to praise God. You know, something bad happens. Oh, let's go ahead and praise God. No, it's something that you have to make yourself do, because your mind and your body will not want to always participate. Your spirit will, but not your body. And if your body ruled, if you're a carnal Christian, and if you're not, if you're a baby Christian, you're going to be ruled by your mind and your body. So you have to grow out of it. It doesn't happen overnight, but nevertheless, we're going to learn it. So it says, the sacrifice of praise to God continually. Everybody say continually. Say in everything. Continually. That is the fruit of our lips. What? Cussing. Complaining. No, the fruit of our lips. Giving what? Giving what? Giving thanks? My wife's pointing up there, but I'm trying to make you think about something here. That is our lips giving thanks. You know, you can do a lot of things with your lips. Besides give thanks. So your little lips, your big lips, fat lips, or whatever you got, skinny lips, you use it to praise God, amen? Besides kissing your favorite puppies. So there's different things you do. You need to take your lips today and start praising God. And go to the mirror tonight before you go to bed and say, I'm going to praise God, amen? So every Christian ought to understand about praise, worship, and thanksgiving. And it's a huge part of our Christian life is learning how to give praise, learning how to worship, learning how to give thanks. Some people say, you know, praise is all the fast songs. And worship is all the slow songs. But it's more than that, isn't it? Amen? You could worship slow. Or you could praise slow, I mean. You could also worship fast. Depending on, I know some people are fast all the time. They get one speed. So, the Bible says there's a place for praise and worship in our lives and thanksgiving. And this is something we need to learn how to do. As I mentioned, it's not normal to praise God when things are going bad for you. And if you're in a tough season, it's more hard for you to find something to thank God for. But you can. You can always give thanks to God. And I just showed you from the start when you start praying to, the Lord says, just go ahead and start praising me about things that you can be grateful. And I told my wife today, driving around, we were doing some errands. I said, you know, we talked about praise a little bit. You know, we need to acknowledge God. We need to praise God more for things that we enjoy in life. We take for granted, you know, what we enjoy. Yeah. You know, in the last little while, I've seen some of my friends who are about my age, and lots of them have really bad illnesses. Like lots of them have heart disease, and they had open heart surgery, and just sick, you know, and cancer and diabetes and different things that are affecting people, and mental health things going on. I heard someone had problems with their thinking. They have Alzheimer's, just a young person. And so at times we have to learn to praise God, you know, learn to praise God in any time. So we can see this in the Bible. So we need to learn these things. And we ought to learn about the reasons for it and why this is written in the Bible and what will happen when we do start agreeing with God. 2 Corinthians 2:14 says, now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ. Some people told me, and I know this is human thinking, and it seems so real and rational. Everybody say real. Say irrational. See, God's word is not rational all the time to your mind, because some people say, oh, sometimes you lose them, sometimes you win. And my pastor, our pastor from Rhema, he says that he never takes, he doesn't lose. He said, I always win. Well, he gets that from these scriptures. Now, in your mind, you're thinking right now, when I just said that, you know, that's not true because you lose some. Well, the Bible says he always causes us to triumph. What part of that you don't understand? I know some young person told me in my office not too long ago, well, I don't believe this because you lose sometimes. Well, I'd rather agree with God. You know, I might have because maybe I've caused it to happen in my life. I got to align myself with God. It's pretty quiet in here. Psalm 34, 1-3 says, I'll bless the Lord at all times. You know, we have to bless God all the time. Always. I said always. It says in there, I'll bless the Lord at all times. So when is a good time to give God praise? Can we actually take a praise break? Yeah. Amen. Can we just get up and give God praise? Let's go ahead and do that right now. Does everybody stand up? Everybody at home? Go ahead and stand up and just go ahead and give God praise. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank God. Hallelujah. We praise you, Lord. We thank you for your goodness. Hallelujah. You are so good to us. Hallelujah. Come on, lift up those voices. Thank you, Lord. Make a joyful noise. Make a joyful noise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. All right, go ahead and be seated. You know, I was watching the hockey game last night. Lots of people giving God praise. In that one stadium, they weren't praising too much last night, but there was a lot of folks on one side giving praise. And we need to praise God all the time. And just be as exuberant in praising God. And so it says, I'll bless the Lord at all times. So some people say, well, I don't feel like it. Well, it has nothing to do with how you feel. It has to do with what God said and what is right. He said, I'll bless the Lord at all times. He says in there, his praise. Everybody say praise. Praise. His praise shall continually. He didn't say it once in a while. He says, continually be in my mouth. Praise God. Amen. We praise God. We thank God. He'll be in your mouth. Where should praise be? In your mouth. Yeah. Praise God. We say thank God. And we you know, we do different things. We lift our hands sometimes. And that's a form of praise. Lifting your hands is a form of praise in the Bible. That's what the word Hebrew word to praise means, to lift one's hand, to extend one hand in gratitude. And so he says, my soul shall make her boast in the Lord. You know, your soul, your mind needs to come in line with the Word of God, needs to start thinking about the goodness of God, to start thinking in line with God. When you start thinking in line with God, it's easier to praise God when our thinking is in line with God, when we see the Word of God. But you can't see the Word of God if you're looking at the problem. It's hard to praise God looking at the problem. You can't praise God looking at the problem. And so it says in here, the humble shall hear thereof and be glad. In other words, the humble are those people around you that are not feeling so good. You know, if you're cheerful and those people around you are not so cheerful, they'll catch the spirit on your life. Amen. That's what happened to David here. He was with people who were, at that time he wrote these words, he was with people who were not very in a good situation in their lives. They were very depressed people around him, the Bible says, in 1 Samuel 22, I believe it is. He says they were people who were downcast. They were actually broke. You know what broke means? That means you have no money. Back in our day, we used to say broke, you know. I think you might say the same thing today. How many people are broke today? Praise God. I felt like giving somebody money today. I took $100 out of my pocket, went over to somebody and said, here's $100. Someone gave me $50, I think. I can't remember what it was. They even counted. Give it away. Praise God. Amen. And the other day, someone gave me $50. I gave it to somebody because I want to sow seed. Amen. Yeah. I was talking to somebody today. He said, our ministry had this much money come in this year, and mentioned a certain amount of money. I said, well, praise God, that's wonderful. And under my sleeve, I was laughing. I said, that's pretty good. Amen. It's good you see people prospering. Yeah. I wasn't getting jealous. Okay. Hallelujah. And so he said, somebody, I wish that was me. You should have seen me. I would have accepted that money pretty good. Amen. Are you a good receiver as well as a giver? I mean, you really happy when you receive, don't you? About when you give, you start, oh, praise God, hallelujah. I just gave away $50. Hallelujah. I like Irvin. He said, you know, I'm a good receiver. Anybody give me money, I'll take it right away. I remember years ago, Irvin, he came to my house, knocked on my door. He'd been trying to see me for 4 or 5 days. I haven't been home. I wish I was home. He come up to me, he say, I got $5,000 in my pocket. I want to give to you. I said, oh, bring it over. He brought a thick envelope of $5,000 and put it in my pocket, all 20s, I think it was. Amen. And you know, almost shocked sometimes. I had one lady, she's a one woman, she's a, you know, a woman on just a mom, just a single mom. She comes and gives $750,000. No, I'm just kidding. $7,500. gave it, you know, gave it. We put it in the ministry. That's pretty good. Yeah. Amen. Amen. You say, I wish, you know, someone say, I wish I had somebody give me that kind of money. Well, have you given a dollar to anybody lately? We have to sow seed. If you're going to get money like that, you got to sow seed too. I've been there when I've given my last $1,000. My last 100. I started giving when I was these guys' age. I knew it was a way of life for me. I knew I had to give away in order to get life. I was in a program of Alcoholics Anonymous. They said you have to give away in order to get. That's what I was told before I was a Christian. They got it from the Bible. I know that now. But they told me you have to give away what you have if you're going to keep what you have. And I found that in Proverbs 11, 24, 25, it says, the person who keeps things to themselves eventually will lose it. In order for you to gain more, you have to keep giving out. Are you doing okay out there?
Yeah.
Amen? I'm looking at you because you're nice. You're the best one out there so far. Well, I can't see in the back. You know, I know some folks back there are really happy. Amina is so happy. I love Amina. Don't you love Amina? I mean, she's so positive all the time. I mean, just is pouring out of her everywhere. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. I'll bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. If you're going to boast about something, boast about the Lord. Amen. We like to boast about lots of stuff, but it's better to boast about the Lord. Thank God we can boast about our family once in a while. Thank God we're doing good. Even when they're doing bad, you gotta still boast about them when they're not doing good. You know? Thank God for that. And so that's a hard lesson to learn sometimes. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. And it says, oh, magnify the Lord with me. Well, how do you magnify the Lord? You ever get a magnifying glass? You see something small and you put it there, it looks bigger. Well, we have to magnify God. How you do that? You praise. You start praising God, and God gets a whole lot bigger rather than talk about your problems. Amen. We look at the things that God's done in our lives, and so we praise Him for what He's done. He said, "Let us magnify the Lord with me." Keep that in mind. And He says, "Let us exalt His name together." Let us, you and me, not just myself, but you and me, let's do it together, in unison. Let's praise God together. And so this is important. You know, we thank God for home television or whatever, but it's a whole lot better getting together. Yeah. There's something about being together that's a whole lot different. It's not the same. Thank God for what we can get on television. I praise God for that. But there's something about just being together in physical, you know, God wants us to do that. And the blessing is there. 1 Corinthians 15:57, but thanks be to God which gives us the victory. So we thank God who gives us the victory. He's going to give us the victory. You might be having a hard time right now. You might be struggling right now. But it's not going to always be that way. You're not going to always have a low time. There's a time when it's going to switch suddenly. In a moment of time, it's going to switch. So we have got to have the vision that God, you know, is... he's working on it right now. And there's a time, hope is like knowing, is anticipating something good is going to happen. Sooner or later, it's going to happen. We wish sooner, but it's going to happen. And so we can continue to give God praise because things are happening. You might not see it right now. You might not feel it right now. It might look worse than what it is. But when we put our eyes on God, that we know things are going to change. And thank God that's going to change for the good. So, faith, you praise God by faith. You know, it's not easy to do that all the time, but we do it by faith. It's easy to praise God when everything's going well. It doesn't take that much faith to praise God when everything's going well for you. You got money in the bank, money in the pocket, all your vehicles are running well, all your plumbing in your house is good. Your roof is good, amen? Your body is well. You don't have any sickness in your body. Your kids are all behaving. They're sitting around the table, and everybody has a smile on their face. Your friends, even your enemies who hate you, are sending you gifts. And so it's easy to praise God at that time. It's easy to give God praise. What about when the money's not there, and the kids are not behaving, and your house is falling apart, and some people have left you, and things are happening in your body that you find things that are in your body that shouldn't be there. And we need to praise God during those times, no matter what. And that's what the Bible says, that we should praise God at all times. Like I said, it's not always easy getting up 5 o'clock in the morning, and you got your scariest moment. Maybe you just had a heart situation going on there, and your blood pressure has gone up, and you're just going, things are going not going well, and everything's going south, as they say. You're going down. The Bible tells you, the devil tells you, this is your last moment. Your last moment. You just get ready. You're about to die. I don't know about you, but I've had those times. I remember when I was 30, I think I was 31 years old, the doctor told me I had a really bad situation in my body. My body went numb on the one side of my body. I went weak for about 5 years. And I couldn't, if I did any kind of exertion for about an hour, I would have to lay in bed for the rest of the day. And I would go and preach Sunday morning. I would almost fall down to the ground. I didn't know what happened to me. And I went to see a specialist, and I had MRIs. They sent me away to Winnipeg. That was in the early 1900s. That was many years ago. Early 1900s. And the doctor said, you had a stroke. And, I couldn't feel my hand very much in my bottom of my foot. And I was just in pain. All my side was in pain continually on one side of my body. And the devil taunted me every day, every hour, and told me, I'm going to kill you. You're a faith man. What are they going to say? You believe in healing, and you're going to die. And I had nobody to turn to. I didn't know about what I know today. And even if I did know, it's just as scary as it was back then. Yeah. And you said, what's your wife? Your wife's going to be a widow. Your children's not going to have any dad. And what are the people in the church going to say? And all the people that you teach them faith and all that stuff, what's going to happen to all them people? And so you get attacked like this way. How many people have been attacked this way? And the devil tells you you're on your last legs. So it's scary for a young man. He's just starting out in ministry. He doesn't know much about God, stepping out for the first time in my city. I didn't know anybody in this city who would step out and did miracle services in their own city. And we were doing those miracle services. We had the power of God in manifestation, and yet I was still struggling with this thing. And it's amazing what God can do in His Word. It took a while, and I was doing these miracle crusades all over the place and around the country. Monique traveled with us over these times, and I was struggling. I didn't tell anybody. It's sometimes better not to tell anybody because they start talking. Everybody start talking, and they tell person. That person tells everybody. Everybody, now it's everywhere, and everybody's talking negative. Yeah. Instead of praying for you, they have you dead. And what's he going to do now? And so I never tell anybody about it. If I got a problem, I don't tell anybody. I'm going to broadcast it, especially on Facebook. You guys are, I want to tell you something. You guys are telling stuff on Facebook. Listen, you can't, if you're looking for all the uplifting on Facebook, you better forget it. You should be thinking about giving people an uplifting on Facebook. You know, so that's the way you're supposed to work it. It's the best way to do it. I had, you know, I mean, I remember Keith Warwood says, expect nothing from many. Don't expect things from people, but always expect the best from God. Amen? So he's going to work it out for you. He's working things out for you right now. I know the things that you should be praising God about and you're not so sure about. You know, it's easy to tell people cliches when you're going through stuff and you're telling people, oh, I'll tell you what to do. Here's the scripture. Why don't you do that yourself? You know what I'm saying? Now, Brother Hagin used to say this, you know, we're always encouraging people to do things that we're not doing ourselves. And so we need to live our lives out as praisers. It's a good way to live. And what is it to praise God anyway? Well, what is it to give thanks to God? You know, the word thanksgiving from the Hebrew and the Greek, they both mean to give thanks or to extend, to extend a hand. To extend a hand to God gives us notation that you are acknowledging God. To give thanks means to extend a hand. It means to extend a hand to God. To acknowledge Him that He is the one that we are grateful to. To be thankful means to be grateful. It's to show gratitude. It's to express gratitude to someone. That's what it means to be thankful. And I was told many years ago to be grateful. Be grateful every day. And I didn't understand all that. What do I have to be grateful for? I'm poor. I'm disadvantaged in my life. And I remember people telling me before, you know, you should be grateful about your culture at that time. You know, we didn't celebrate culture back then. You know, some lady said to me, we had a meeting this morning with a bunch of ministers across Ontario, like actually across the nation. They said, you know, it's a great time to be Indigenous. it's stylish. No, but I tell you, in the 60s, I tell my wife about it, it was not cool to be Native. And I remember going to town, and maybe that's why I don't like the Montreal Canadiens so much. The French kids that used to tease me, maybe I hold a little bit of resentment. Lord, forgive me for being teased so much all my life, telling me, you stinky little Indian. And I went through this stuff as a kid, and you grew up with that. And even my own people on my own reserve, you would tell me different things, you know. Some of the whole, you know, people that you think about, adults who should be encouraging, they'd look at me, you know, you're not thinking about a little drunk. You'd be just like your dad and your mother. And that's hard to tell a preteen. That's what you're going to end up to be. And I was listening to the other day a story on, you know, what's that guy's name? Nicky Cruz. Anybody hear about, anybody know Nicky Cruz? I know I never listened to him much myself, but I listened to him because Pastor Hagin brought him, and I listened to him, listened to his story. And I was just crying like a baby, just to his story. He says when he was born, his mom didn't want him. His mom told him every day his mom was a witch. You know, like a real witch. I'm talking about, you know, like she practices. And he said, the mom says, I cursed you the day you were born. I cursed you. And I wish you were dead. You know, how would you grow up with a mom like that? That's great. That's bad. And he started to hate God and didn't believe that there actually is a God. What a place to be. And you know, I've known Christians today who grew up in church today. They say they hate God and that they don't believe in God anymore. Why? Because of all the bad things happened to mom and dad in the ministry. You know, kids in ministry, they go through stuff, especially kids in ministry. And I always remind Pastor Steve about that and Pastor Ken. When your kids in ministry, they're going to go things through. You'll never understand what they're going through. You'll never understand what that little fella is going through, but he's in ministry. There's something about PKs that go through stuff that other kids can't understand. There's a certain amount of attack on them that's quite a bit different, I would say, than that, because, you know, there's an expectation on them that they should have a faith and they should be strong. They should be the best kid in town, but a lot of times they're the worst kids in town. And so, you know, different things happen in ministry. And so this guy that I know today, he don't believe in God. He said he doesn't believe in God because of what happened to his mom and dad in ministry and the things that he saw and people in church. And he grew up in church. And so we need to, you know, it's so easy to be ungrateful today about different things. So we need to learn to put our praise back on, to wear the garment of praise. And when there's so many bad things happening around us, to praise God no matter what. I usually take praise breaks in my home when I'm alone, at night time especially, you know, when I sometimes, you know, you can feel alone sometimes. Yeah, you know, it's lonely at the top, as they say, Pastor Steve. You know. So you have to praise God. You have to learn how to praise the Lord. You know, and things can turn around in a moment of time. So to give thanks, it means to be grateful. To show people that you're grateful. To tell people that you're grateful. Grateful about what? Grateful about what God has done. You know, there's your private praise life, your private Thanksgiving life. There's also your public time when you show. There's a time to show you're grateful. It's time for you to give a testimony once in a while. Just get ready sometimes. Give a testimony. Say, Pastor, I want to give a testimony. I want to tell people how grateful I am for what God has done in my life. I want to thank God for this church, all the people who prayed for me. And I want to thank God for providing this church and this building and whatever we got. It's important to praise God, to give thanks, to show gratitude and have that heart. You know, it's so nice to be around people who are grateful for what they have. You know, instead of complaining all the time. You know, I'll continually complain at the Lord at all times. No, praise God. We're going to praise the Lord. So, to worship is to adore God. It's to minister to God and tell God how much you appreciate Him. And to worship Him for His wonderful, you know, goodness in your life. And so, thanksgiving is important. The Bible says in Ephesians 6:8 that we should pray always with all prayer, all kinds of prayer. So that includes thanksgiving, learning how to give thanks all the time. That's a kind of prayer, is to praise God. The psalmist said, I'll praise God morning, noon, and night. He said, I'll wake up in the midnight hour, and I'll praise God, and I'll thank Him. I will do this. I'll make myself do it. I will tell myself to praise God. Even when times are going tough, I will make myself praise God. I will make myself account for what God has done in my life. And it's when I begin to see where God has took me in my life, where God has brought me from in my life. You know, I was telling this week with my wife, I see where God brought me and how grateful I was. I don't know, I think about these old songs I used to sing, you know, in the Pentecostal church. I learned a lot of grateful, good songs that I sing to myself sometimes. In fact, I sent them Ed and Maxine some kind of song about, there's a lady by the name of Evie. Anybody remember Evie? And she was a good, I mean, her album was so anointed. If you want to have a good cry, listen to Evie. Google it, Spotify her, and download her music. You'll be crying with gratitude in no time. Amen. We better close. Praise God. Amen. I said enough. Okay, everybody, get up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We praise God. We thank Him. And it is good to praise God. It is good to praise Him. It's good to give thanks to God Almighty. He's God. We come to God with thanksgiving in our heart. The Bible says we come to His presence with thanksgiving. Psalm 100. We come to give thanks to Him. He's God is pretty good, isn't he? Eh? He's a good God. He's a wonderful God. I remember in the 80s, you know, when we first heard this, and I never heard this before. I mean, it's kind of strange you never hear this as you're a Christian. We heard a man by the name of Oral Roberts. I used to watch Oral Roberts in the 80s, you know, late 70s, 80s, and he was first on television. And I used to watch him there. And he would say things like, God is good. God is good. And we never said that. What do you mean God is good, you know? We never said things like that in our church. And we say that today, God is good. And Brother Hagin, you know, he's always make us say this whenever we got together. He say, God is good and his mercy endures forever. 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 That's right. He is good. God is the good God. And his mercies are new every day. You know what? I don't know. You get up in the morning, I say, oh Lord, I open up my blind. I say, God, your mercy is new again on me every day. Brand new again. He doesn't accumulate all your wrongs, but it's a brand new day again. Hallelujah. You can start off again. You don't have to wait till next year, on the first of the year, beginning of the year, to start over. You can start over every day. Amen. Isn't that wonderful? Start every minute. I'm starting again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's lift our hand one more time and praise God. Thank Him. Father, we praise You. We thank You. Your mercy endures forever. We thank You. We got so much to be grateful about. Oh, glory to God. And we even praise You for things that we want happen in our lives. We call those things which be not as though they do. We praise about those things which be not as though they do. We praise You. Oh, Lord, hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank You, Jesus. You are wonderful. You're so kind. You're gracious. Oh, You're always present with us. You're here with us. Thank You for healing us. Thank You for changing impossible situations. When they say it cannot be done, it can be done with You. Thank You, Lord. Hallelujah. And the devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. Oh, he can actually whisper in your ear and tell you things, and you can feel just the way he tells you. Oh, this is your last opportunity. There's no more hope for you. Nothing can be done about that thing. He'll tell you that. If you listen to that, you're going to go down. But if you get into the Word and say, all things are possible. Devil, I believe God. I'm going to give God thanks. I'm going to give God praise. For He is good. And His mercy endures forever. I have a good future. God has a great plan for me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Woo! Glory. Glory. Thank You, Jesus. Amen. Father, we give You praise as we leave this place with praise and thanksgiving. We can't wait tonight to watch the hockey game. Hallelujah. We can't wait to eat pizza and have fun with our friends and go to sleep and not worry about a thing. Everybody say, I don't have one worry. I say I don't carry any anxieties. I'm planning never to have a care in the world. Say, I'm not nervous. I say, I'll never be afraid again. Say, God is my Father, and He loves me, and He's got a great plan for me. Everything I'm concerned about, He's taking care of it for me right now. I love God. And the Bible says, all things work together for good for those who love God according to His purpose and His plan. I'm expecting great things to happen. I'm expecting the supernatural. I'm expecting miracles to happen. They're coming my way right now. Angels are going to work right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Woo! Praise God. Amen. Take it away. Woo! Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Woo! Glory to God. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. I think there's a miracle in this house tonight. There's a miracle in this house tonight. Amen. God's turning the situation around. I told somebody a few months back, I was here, and I pointed to those people. I said, God is changing and turning around your situation right now. And I just got a notice. My wife can vouch for that. They said, you know what? The day that Pastor Roman pointed at me and said that your situation is turning around right now, he said, that day, it changed. I mean, hey, people, let's not just attend church and say, oh, let's have a nice service, you know, 4 hymns and 3 hers, and then go home. You know, we need to believe for the supernatural. We, you know, that we sing that song, eh? We believe in the supernatural. I don't know that song. I don't have any harmony or nothing. Just say, woo! But, you know, we can all praise. We can all sing. Anybody can sing. But we shouldn't always record. Right? But, yeah, we should, you know. Thank God for that. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, God bless every one of you. And we'll see you next time.